Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. You can call us and let me do what I did last time.
Please.
Oh, you got to go Facebook Live.
Yeah. Facebook Live.
Live.
Live. Live.
It's our secret weapon.
We'll do it live.
It's Saturday Night Live.
Mike, but don't go on as Mike O'Mara. No. What's wrong?
Nothing. Everything's fine. Comcast is coming out here on Thursday.
Oh, that'll be good.
You know what, Mike?
It's literally
good for
it is literally. Let me explain what it is. It is literally the hour we do the show. Somebody is running a drug cartel down here that is sucking my juice. Somebody told me yesterday they installed the house next door and they tapped off my line. So
that might be the problem.
Squatters.
Man.
Squatters.
That might be
actually
the problem.
That happened to me in old Georgetown, and I had to go back there and cut it myself with a pair of scissors.
All right, hold on.
Scissors?
Yep.
Right out of your Swiss Army knife?
Well, I said, what should I do, sir? Because I have a direct line to my Comcast guy.
Jesus, what's going on with me today? Oh, my God.
Because I lit him up.
Go live.
And he said, just go cut it, man. They'll call.
Snip it.
Hey, everybody. It's Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's right. Our phone lines are open right now. And that's why I drop in to see all of you. Hey, it's not as weird as it was last week. Let me sneeze again.
Oh, you're such an old man.
What?
Look at him. Look at
God it. Damn it.
Hi, everybody. You know, normally when someone sneezes, you have to be on time and real clever to get a screen cap.
888-920-6673.
He held that bad face for like a minute and a half.
It's 888-920-6673. Something's in here. Something's in the air. I swear to God.
I think you must be allergic to great radio.
Yeah, it's great radio. If you want to call us right now, our phone lines are open. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We are taking your calls. I don't want your text, Craig Holmgren. I want you to call. Call the show. All you people that are sitting there, all you people that are sitting with your fingers, pick up the phone, call us right now because it's not working. I'm not reading what you're writing.
The lines are locked, Mike. The lines are locked. The lines are locked.
Goodbye. That's it. I'm saying goodbye now. Bye. It's over.
Best Facebook Live ever.
Fingers.
All right. Finish.
Mike, we've got a caller on the line.
All right, hold on a second. All right, there we go.
Mike O'Mara, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this? Name
yeah,
and rank.
You're on the show, Mike. What?
No, his name is Mike.
Oh,
my
I'm
name
sorry.
Is Mike.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hi. I swear to God, I think I got like a minor allergic reaction to something. My face feels hot, and I'm sneezing.
Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Rob, can you get a little more comfortable?
I'm just
like you're 8 feet off the mic and you're going like this.
I'm right on the mic, and here's the deal.
Mike, you hold on.
I can't see you. I can't see you, Rob.
You can't see me?
You're leaning off to the right. There you go. There's
okay, I'm sorry about
position.
That.
Rock with it.
I try to stay out of the way during the calls because, you know, more often than not, you steer the calls. So that's why we're staying out of the way.
Don't stay out of the way. Don't stay out of the way. I hate that directive.
Caller Mike, say your piece.
I just want to say hi. I love the show.
Yeah.
Nice to finally get through. Usually I call and it just rings and rings and rings, but I guess that's because you have other callers.
Yeah.
Well, do you call on Wednesday?
He calls Thursday at 9 p.m. And
hey,
he doesn't know why
question.
Anyone answers.
Oscar, let me ask you this question.
Chess?
So if somebody's, because I really don't know any of the.
Holy.
Like, hang up on this.
Right, you got to go, Mike.
All right,
not you, Mike.
So I'm curious about the people that call in. If they're calling in and the phone line's busy, do they get a busy signal or what?
They
do
would
they
get a right? busy signal.
All right, very good. All right, so if you get a busy signal, just hang up and try again. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. It is Wide Open Wednesday. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. Hello, you're on the air. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Pat Goss.
No, it's not Pat Goss.
Goss's Garage, thank you for calling.
Not Pat's Garage. By the way, if anyone's keeping track of the last booking that was brought to me as a proposal, it was Pat Goss.
He had to call in on his own if he wanted to be on the show.
81 LeSabre, go.
I'm trying to sell my BG products, and I've been sitting here by the phone.
All right, that's just terrible.
Long.
That's a terrible impression.
Hey, you got to work on that, man. I like the thought, though.
Good notion.
The BG winning word of the day is what it is.
Wonderful notion. Very exciting notion. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's a lady. It's always nice when we get a lady. Hi, lady. What's your name, lady?
My name's Nicole. How y'all doing?
Oh. Are you doing a bit, Nicole, or is this your real accent?
Oh, well, it was a bit, but I am enjoying it.
You know what? I already respect you, though. I already respect you for bailing on it. You see, I like you more now than I would have ever liked you if you kept doing the bit. So you've passed a test. You see, that's beautiful, Nicole. That's wonderful. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm just calling y'all from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Georgia.
Are you not a Georgia native? Because you seem to be putting on the voice.
Well, I grew up in South Carolina, but my parents are Yankees. So.
Oh, you've got a little Southern accent there. You got a little peach in you. Nicole, I have to tell you something that in about a year's time, we're going to be having a little shindig just a couple states over. From Georgia, and we'd love to have you join us. We're going to Nolens, Louisiana in a year. We're very excited about coming down south.
I know. It's only about a 9-hour drive. But
that just sounded bad for some reason. You know? I didn't know it was that long. So you're way up in northern Georgia? Is that where you are?
Yeah, outside Atlanta. So.
Oh, okay. Nice.
In the middle part of the state, right? I mean, that's cool.
I know Atlanta, but you should come here.
Yeah, I know. Aww. I did a lot of trips to Atlanta in my radio career, and is it still the biggest little city in the South? Because the fact is that you had a lot of events in Atlanta. Atlanta was is another one of those traffic challenge cities, is it not?
Yes, very much. Yes, it takes me go 30 miles to work every day.
She censored herself.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Well, what can we do for you? Is there anything else? Or do you just want to say hi?
No, just wanted to tell you guys how much I love you and keep me laughing every day on my hour-long commute.
Appreciate it.
Do you want to take the other call and come back? I always like to know. I always like to know who's calling when we're doing this.
Please do.
You're bailing on me already.
No, I'm actually asking you to take the call, and I'd love to know who called. During your call to show. They're gone now though, because it's not ringing again.
Yeah. No. No.
Do you have a celebrity you resemble, Nicole?
I thought you.
Do you have a celebrity you remember, Nicole?
Resemble.
Remember. I'm an idiot.
Remember. I don't know. I can't think of one right now.
Right, will you send us a sexy pic? We need something to pepper our day.
Send a sexy pic.
Anything.
Thank
send a sexy pic standing in front of the Coke factory in Atlanta.
Yes! Landmark.
Oscar's all sexed up after his trip to the Star Wars.
Oh, you don't even know what's going on down there.
Yeah.
It's like a adult film suit. No.
Did you read her name?
No, Mike, because I was too busy staring at her cans.
Hold on. Jesus. You were less politically correct there than you were when the microphones.
They don't have a uniform anymore, let me tell you that.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you just fine.
What's your name? What can we do for you?
This is Fred from the Average White Band. Hi, Rob.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's Fred Vigdor, Mike. He's one of the horn players for the Average White Band. Remember them from Pick Up the Pieces.
Oh, man, great song, great band, fantastic band. And are you guys still touring at all? Do you still do any work with AWB?
Yeah, I've been with them for 20 years.
Wow.
Rob, can you find any Average White Band while we've got Fred on the line here?
100%. I'm actually playing Pick Up the Pieces on Rob Radio this Saturday morning. I actually picked that record to play.
Well, how about that for that plug, huh? Everybody listen to the 97.1, The Wave.
La Ola.
That's awesome. What can we do?
If only that meant something to me financially, but unfortunately it doesn't.
Fred, what are you? You're a horn player for the. Hey, let's get AWB to play in New Orleans.
Oh, nice.
You know, I'm a saxophone player. But that is one of my favorite venues that you guys are playing at. I just wanted to know. That's the first place I played when I started with the band in America. I did a tour of England with them, and the audiences in England are vastly different than, shall we say, the demographic that favors Average White Band in America.
How are they different? I'm curious. Yeah. I'm curious how they're different. How did the British audiences?
They're all wearing hoods.
Well, British audiences are very reserved. You know, they think they're having a great time, and but you, if you look out at them, they're a little reticent to clap because they have beer in each hand.
Oh, by the way, hey, Fred, we're going to take a break with you for a minute. So we want to, for the younger people in our audience listen, crank up the AWB right now. This is Average White Band. Everybody knows this song.
Great song.
And, you know, Fred's one of the sax players. So if you know, you know, how big the horn players are, listen. Fred plays that riff right there.
That's,
you know,
that's so awesome. Cool.
That's right.
So you guys are still pretty active, pretty busy, lots of dates during the year?
Yeah, about 60 dates a year.
Whoa,
cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's a living. It's a great, I mean, you know, I'm doing what I love. I'm very, very fortunate. So, yeah, and like I was saying, you know, that's a great venue. You're going to love it there. New Orleans is one of my favorite cities, too. So
that's great. Well, you know what? Who knows? We'll see what happens. We haven't laid out the musical portion of the program because it's about a year away, but we will be probably getting that done within 6 months.
We need to get a band and win the Powerball.
Yeah, we'd have to win the Powerball.
In that order.
Fred, you're a good listener, and we appreciate all your support of TMOS over the years. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Take care, guys. Appreciate
Thanks. Bye bye. That's Fred Vigdor, right? That's his last name.
Pretty cool. And, he loves the
sax
show.
Sax player. Yeah. Turn that up. I love it. Listen to that. That's fantastic.
Pretty much a perfect record right there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Fantastic. Let's go back to the phones. This is Wide Open Wednesday. The phone lines are open at 888-920-6673. Hello. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
It's Joel Rogers again. How many times can I call in before you stop taking the call?
I like it when you call in. Joel, we have probably right now the ability to have about 10,000 people call the show.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a number that I don't think I'm being exaggerating. The fact is, though, the percentage of them that would give me a thumbs up on Facebook is enormous. The people that would take the initiative to call, just like it was with the radio show, it's tough. People don't
2%.
Like to do it. You're comfortable. You're not afeard. You're a brave airline pilot that flies big Airbus jets. So you have no problem at all. How's your training going with
the
brand
big
new
boy.
Big jet?
Oh, January 22nd is class date, so almost there.
Okay, so that's when you say class day. Does that mean graduation, or you start training on the big Airbus?
I start then. It's about a 3-week process. It's short because I'm going from the little Airbus to the big Airbus, so it's a week shorter. But I'm studying now, basically.
Okay, so the biggest difference between the little guy, they still have the joystick, right? They both have, you both control them with the joystick, which is unlike a 737. By the way, can you tell I'm a phobic flyer and I know me the planes a little bit?
You're a Hitchcock character, Mike.
Your 737s have your, like, steering wheel type of thing, your yoke that you got. Your Airbuses have the little joystick. So you see a pilot land in an Airbus, he's like he's playing a video game. It's very, very cool. So is it's not that big a transition as far as the technology is relatively similar. They just have a few more bells and whistles that you have to be aware of. Is that correct?
Yeah, the manufacturer, it's the same design philosophy. So, yeah, the cockpit's almost identical. It's a little bit different, but the people switching from Boeing or one of the McDonnell Douglas airplanes to Airbus, it's a huge jump. So,
and can I ask a question, like I said, Joel, because we've got Oscar that just got me ramped up today. Are there any, as you move up to the larger Airbus jet, are there any flight attendants that have tattoos on their neck?
No, I don't know. I'll tell you in about February, I guess.
Okay. Go ahead, Oscar.
Joel, if there's God forbid there's ever a moment when the pilot goes down because he had food poisoning or a heart attack.
Yeah, like in the movie Airplane.
Yeah, like in Airplane. And then the co-pilot really, you know, he just doesn't have enough hours under his belt. And you have to have a passenger get into the cockpit and land the plane like an Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
A computer could land the plane, right? You don't even have to, like, walk him through the throttles up, flaps down. A computer could land it.
No, the computer doesn't control the flaps or the gear or anything, and you have to program the computer. It's just like you could say, well, the computer's recording your podcast. Well, yeah, but you have to program it and tell it and do all the work. So, yeah, a computer could land the airplane with some help, but it would be a lot of help.
But I don't have
you
to
still,
hold
and you still, if you land, even with the computer doing that, and you do all the adjustments as far as glide path and altitude
just
and
taking
heading,
a nap, let's be honest.
You,
sit, yeah.
you still, when you land that plane, you still have to hit the reverse thrusters, right? You have to do that
correct.
Physically.
Correct.
So in other
correct.
Words, Oscar, if you were to let the computer do that, say you dialed everything in,
yes.
which is the heading, which is important, which is the autopilot, and you're adjusting the autopilot. As soon as the gear, and you have to manually put the gear down. There's a switch to do that.
Yes.
And then you have to hit the reverse thrusters. And if you don't do that, you're going into the Hudson, like the
when
Pence's
do you activate
plane,
the NAS?
You know what? I used to fly a turboprop when I was based in Dulles. And some of the old turboprops had alcohol injections. They had like alcohol, some water meth injection. So it was almost like that. But
so you were on drugs? You were on drugs when you were flying that plane?
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you another, because I love talking to Joel, because you know I'm fascinated
with
worst. Flight.
Yeah.
Sully, the plane that Sullenberger brought down, that was an Airbus, right?
An American hero.
Yeah, it was. That was an A320. That's what I'm flying for the next month and a half.
Same thing that Joel flies, the A320, is what Sullenberger brought down there. And it was kind of an awakening, right, that plane actually had that capability. Has that? And I've always wanted to ask a pilot
great
this,
question.
Joel. And
you're, yeah.
Has that changed anything training-wise as far as the abilities of an A320 to do a water landing because of what Sully was able to do? Or do they just consider it an anomaly?
It really hasn't changed it. We're a little more conscious of bird strikes and reporting bird strikes. That's been the real push. The way we operate the airplane hasn't changed much. It has a ditching push button, both the 320 and 330, that closes all the valves underneath the airplane.
Wow.
But that's been on the airplane for like 20 years. So like the outflow valve and the air conditioning valve, you could push that. It shuts off the air conditioning system. Closes all the pressurization valves.
Basically but, like seals said, the plane so
no
water gets
yeah.
in.
Yeah. And everybody kind of laughed at it like, you'll never need it and it'll never work and it'll never float because it'll never survive. And of course, they proved it wrong.
Rob, let me ask just one more question.
Yeah, yeah, Rob.
I'm fascinated by this because I watched the.
Thank you, Oscar.
Stop it, Oscar. Stop. Here, Joel.
Moderator Oscar so Santana.
Did you get a chance to see the movie, Sully? Did you see the Tom Hanks movie yet?
I haven't yet. I was
okay.
busy, and I was in
it's
Florida,
too close
and I haven't
to,
gotten around to
too
it.
Too close to the subject matter.
The artistic yeah. license taken by the filmmakers would indicate that after Sully brought that plane down, that NTSB, the consensus was that he had the engine power to get back to LaGuardia or Teterboro or one of those airports when, in fact, it proved to eventually not be true. And I'm just wondering whether you heard, did he really get that much crap from the NTSB or what was it a little bit less of a stressful situation? They just made it. They tweaked that up a bit to have something dramatic. Otherwise, it would be Sully brings the plane down. He's a hero. He goes on Letterman. Everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. Was there any truth to that whatsoever that you heard about being a pilot?
I've heard that they've hyped that drama up too much.
Was he a raging alcoholic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
also on nitrous.
Yeah.
Nitrous.
Yeah.
Nitrous.
He's like, Oscar, I mean, Rob, you wanted to ask something?
Yeah, to go back to the fact about the computer flying the plane and the stewardesses, I'm sorry, flight attendants.
Hey, how dare you.
Flight attendants on the new plane. I'm curious, do the flight attendants control their flaps?
Oh stop! Oh God, that is the,
really.
That's what you is that what
so
you had your hand
sexist.
Up for? Is that what you?
I'm so sorry, Joel Rogers.
Joel, we apologize.
So I can't
that's Rob Spiewak
for my kid. Thanks.
That's yes. That is Rob Spiewak.
How many seatbelt extensions does Rob need when he gets on your plane?
Good God, ridiculous!
What a Joel, jerk.
Joel, thank you for the call. We truly appreciate
you're a great
you
man.
I'm wide
hey,
open.
Anytime, guys.
American
thank you,
hero.
Joel.
Thank you,
thanks.
Sir.
All right, thank you. Bye.
We'll never call again.
Also, roller coaster enthusiast.
Right? Oh, a great guy. He's got a great website where he takes pictures of roller coasters. I have a picture that he took hanging in my home.
That is really creepy.
Here I was thinking. Here I was thinking you were going to ask him like a legitimate airline question. And do the flight attendants have control there?
Well, you have to keep this in mind during an emergency landing. They have
because you know, I mean, I'm thinking about one body part.
Yeah.
You know, when you do that, but anyway,
technically they're always sealed up unless it's go time.
and you, Mr. Starbucks, getting all ramped up because you saw a barista who was
there
hot.
Is
God.
A 10 working downstairs at the Starbucks. Usually, it's people that may or may not be missing a chromosome. God bless. bless them, but somehow they squirreled away a 10 and she'll be there for 2 weeks.
I have no idea, but Oscar somehow has mixed up caffeine and testosterone and no one is safe.
Well, this has been a rather interesting Wide Open Wednesday.
We learned a lot.
And good calls during the first segment. And we'll take calls throughout the show. If people want to call in, our number is open, 888-920-6673. And our flaps are down. Let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You're really into computers, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
What?
We got something. We're in. Hello. How are you?
Excellent.
How can I talk?
It's not a real voice. This box just interprets signals from the computer and turns them into sound.
Shall we play a game?
Oh, love to. How about global thermonuclear war?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
Later. Let's play global thermonuclear war.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. It's on the air. A national podcast and radio show with an incredible loyal following. The object is to win the game. We have an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you are here, you do too. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. It's Wide Open Wednesday. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. Yes, sir. MikeOMaraShow.com or Mike O. A lot of talk on that this weekend. I'm sorry. I got to get out of here. So long.
Bye, guys. Robot.
Bye-bye. Robot. Anyway, yeah, it's Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com online, on air, and now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today brought to you by Harry's. Less than an hour ago, the magic of a Harry's razor was gliding across my mug. I love Harry's. The shave is so smooth, the closeness, the comfortable glide, and so much cheaper than Big Razor. Unlike Big Razor, Harry's doesn't upcharge. Harry's just made a bunch of improvements to their razors, and they're keeping their prices exactly the same. Harry's five-blade razor now has a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a textured handle for better control when it's wet, and a lubricating strip, and yes, the blades are still $2 each, as opposed to the $4 or more you'd pay at the drugstore. Plus, Harry's quality is 100% guaranteed. Your money back if you don't love your shave, everybody. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Oh, it comes with the shaving gel. That is so wonderful.
The best.
They'll send it to you free when you sign up for a shave plan. Just pay shipping. Plus, there's a special offer for fans of the show. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to get a post-shave balm added to your order absolutely free. Go to Harry's.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to claim your free trial set and a post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, and the code is TMOS. Yes, I was mentioning the show. Well, a little snark out there. A little bit of snark.
How do you mean?
Sometimes I peruse the fan page, and I would like to address the three moments of snark.
Oh, okay, please.
So what you have is you have snark number one, which is our friend Lev Nedkoff, who listened to the bonus show, and it was too political, and people exploded with comments about that. I'll get back to that in a second.
You will address that.
I will address that comment, and I will also, then you had, the other snark was me referring to I-75 down here in Florida as Route 75. And there was minor participation.
Yeah, I saw that. Why do they care?
That was nitpicky snark, but it's not
them.
A lot. But
oh, excuse me.
Oscar. But then limited participation.
I'm so worked up.
Limited participation on that thread, but snark nonetheless, a little snarky.
You just moved there. Who knows?
I'm withholding my responses because I want to dive in. Then there's a thread with our friend Ronique from
Ronique
Las Vegas.
Yes.
Ronique, who wrote something and then put it down, but it was something obviously again about me talking about Chappelle and Chris Rock. And I personally messaged Ronique because I like Ronique and I chatted with him at the live show. And that got an amazing amount of participation. Then somebody gets online and says, just got my tickets for NOLA. And then you see this. Because it's positive, and it's the fan page, and positive doesn't fly on the fan page.
SDM filters all the positive out.
I don't know.
That's alleged SDM.
He cancels it out. It disappears when he touches it.
Well, no, but also, and then he changes the picture on the fan page to me and Oscar, and Rob's left out of the picture on the fan page, and that was kind of a...
No, he's in the picture. It was just whatever screen you were looking at. Guarantee 100%.
He's in there?
Yes, he's in
there. Okay, I'm glad he's in there.
Need an awfully big screen.
So the snark, let me address the snark.
Wide
snark
angle.
Number one, Rob mentioned it. That's just a nitpicky thing.
Right.
You know, when I say Route 75 and I'm talking about the highway, the super slab, it's an interstate.
Yes.
I'm aware that it's an interstate. I think I made the point that it goes all the way up the coast and into the Midwest.
Don't worry about it. People get really weird about their roads and their routes. But we don't know all of them. We're still learning.
Well, I mean, I know it's an interstate. I mean, it's, you know, I know how to wreck.
Is it Route 66 or 66 here? I still don't know.
It's Interstate 66.
No one ever calls it that. I don't know anyone that calls it that.
Rand McNally? Give us a break.
But it runs across the, you know, different state lines. And so I address that. I do want to address the issue of the political bonus show. And I understand that, you know, I really appreciate all the people that subscribe to the bonus show. Yep. And I, first of all, acknowledge people's frustration at that show. My God,
I have been
lectured.
Comedy.
I have been lectured by Oscar for the better part of a year, maybe over a year, keeping that down to a dull roar, and it is one of the best, and I've told Oscar this in private and publicly, that it is one of the best pieces of advice that I've ever gotten. With that said, that is on me, and that is on me 100%, and I apologize for it because I had to, you know, without doing the political persuasions, I had to have an escape valve. I had to blast it out in this forum somehow. And the bonus show, when we do a bonus show, we have it prepared. Rob brings in a wonderful 10 sheet with lots of different stuff to talk about. And 90% of the time, we'll go off on a tangent and we'll get crazy. And that's exactly what happened, because not only was I talking about it, but we all just wanted, I think, to get it out of our systems and comment on what the world was commenting about that week. And was it Slapnuts funny? No, it was not. Was it something that that, you know, that I regret doing? Not really.
Walking out of the studio, I regretted it.
The first 33 minutes was some killer Larry King stuff.
I was like,
no
Larry,
one's mentioning
yay!
That.
Yeah, it had comedy.
And then
it
I was
comedy.
Like, oh, we went into a ditch.
It had comedy. But I think when you consider the number of shows that we do in a year now with the schedule that we keep, I think we have done a remarkably good job of doing it. And the thing is, it's very obvious to me that that the country right now is in a heightened state of alert, and so in a heightened state of tension, and so it's happening, and I do want to keep it light.
Aren't you of the opinion now, though, that this is a place to escape?
This is, well, I was of that opinion before.
Yes. Speak louder than words.
Well, and last week, you know, I just had to. We record the bonus shows on Thursday. That is 2 days. That's
Thursday's
really a
birthdays.
Day after the election results. So I, you know, I I admit responsibility. I'm sorry.
Won't happen again.
No.
It might. Wow. You never know.
In 4 years.
Piss people off. But the fact is, you never know what we're going to talk about. And it happens like that.
I looked up Pony after the show. He said, how do we edit 44 minutes out of that show?
No. Because, guys, can I be honest with you?
Yes.
There's also a part of me. And for you, Oscar, the youngest member of our crew, I've been on the planet an awful long time, and I understand how you feel, and I think that there's a small number of people that feel the way you do, where it's not the be-all, end-all. And Lord knows, you've talked about how you look at it and how you feel about it. But there are a lot of people younger than you, hold on, and older than you that are ramped up with this on both sides.
Mike,
I think there's this. I think there's this perfect landing
Mike,
strip
we're
of
not,
people in their douchebag 30s that don't give a rat's ass.
We're not debating that, and you're really confusing my apathy to discuss the subject matter on the show with what I think we should be delivering as a product in the program.
I understand
because those are two different worlds. I'm saying that those people, whether you're 15 or you're 65 or 85. I would expect that they come here, especially a bonus show, to not talk about that.
Well, I understand that.
Yes.
And I acknowledge that. But at the same time, there's an election. There may never, ever be anything that ever happens like what happened again. So if I knock out one show where we go completely political heavy.
Let's attack Lev some more.
Well, no, I have no intention. He's come to the studio.
Sorry, buddy.
Lev, I promise to do beater. I will do a beater job.
Now. He's very brave to even attempt to write our language.
The language. Well, there are people in this country.
Screw the host. Let's all kiss Lev's ass, Rob.
No.
Mike, I just wanted to pound him. You said no. I took a left turn.
And if you're going to slam the host of the show, write better with two fucking T's.
I was not.
How about that?
Slamming the host. I was clarifying what our mission statement is to make people laugh.
I understand that. Yeah. I understand, but I'm trying to. You're getting in the way of my apology, and I'm going to go.
It didn't sound like you were apologizing.
What did I say?
You were justifying.
Hold on. I literally said that I apologize. I said that at the beginning. I know it makes you nervous, but you live in a complete bizarro world because you have a full committed radio show with another radio partner that you love that is the polar opposite of me. So it's not only is it the primary directive of the show, but I understand that you would be lying to me if you didn't tell me that you're me make my point. That your comfort zone it makes you personally ill at ease at the same time. I understand as far as the directive of making people laugh, but you have to cop to the fact that personally it also makes you uncomfortable because you're living in two.
I'll give you a prime example. Yesterday we talked about politics for 15 minutes, maybe 7. I would say 7 minutes tops, right?
Okay.
We cut it out of the show because when we were done with the show, we realized that this is not the place people come to talk about politics.
What
the election's
show?
Over. Big O and Dukes.
We cut it out of the show.
After the show. People will never hear that part of the show because it was divisive, it was about politics, and that's not what we're about.
Well, the politics on that show, I would believe it would be my recommendation to cut all politics.
But I'm saying that's a perspective.
No, but I'm saying but when it's happening, I'm saying it makes you uncomfortable.
Well,
right?
I don't.
You said that to me.
I went to Florida, and all we did all weekend was talk about politics with my sister and my brother-in-law, right?
About, yeah. To be honest
but
with you.
But I...
And there are people like me as well, and I respect the fact that I know people want to get away from it. I don't think that, and here's the thing. This is the handicap we have with this. We recorded, and I have to make this point again.
Yeah.
We recorded that show on Thursday.
Yes.
The wound was still
wide
there
open
for the people that felt the way I did. I vented. I let all the guys have their say. A lot of people were saying I dominated the conversation. Probably happened during that show because I was venting. Then people listen on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so when they're trying to get by it and trying to get over it, I can completely and totally understand the frustration. I went squirrely. I went on a news blackout for a couple of days because I just didn't want to hear anything. So I can imagine when people are coming to me and popping on a bonus show, which they pay for, and then they're getting more of the same, I can imagine how frustrating it was. And as I said again, I do apologize.
We're on the same page.
For that. You know, so that's the apology that I'm giving right now. I was doing that to vent and to let it out of my system. With that said, you do have to understand, Oscar, when I look at you,
yes,
and I know the other show you come from, it's a totally different perspective. And so that's got to be a little difficult to live in both worlds.
In both worlds. And this is, look, I put my actions speak louder than words. In both worlds, I try and I fight not to talk about politics. That's the only common thread. I don't care what side it's coming from.
And I agree. Just,
I know from a listener's perspective, because that's how I started.
I know, and I agree with you that that it's not, it's what people come to us, they need something else. And right now, you know what? I like to think that we kept it as light as we possibly could. I did my very best.
Mike, we're doing the best we can, and we continue to grind, and we continue to work hard.
And it is, and also, and in defense of us all, I'll say this.
Yes.
When it gets right down to it, this show is about three guys.
Yes.
And when you have something that is simmering that deep inside of you that is really, really on your mind and on your heart, if you don't talk about it, it's almost a lie, and it has to get out sometimes.
But I want to talk about Snapchat going public, but nobody wants to hear about that.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. It's true, but when it is something that hits the primary driving force of this show, you know, Mike is, his name is on the show.
That's our lead guy. I can't delete 44 minutes of a show.
May I also offer this? You are talking about a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence at minimum.
Yeah.
Once at minimum. I believe that occasionally, and incidentally, I think there are a lot of people that feel one way and a lot of people that feel the other way. And then there are people in the middle that are just like, come on, just do something funny. Easier said than done on some occasions. And that was one of them. And that was one of where I just said, okay, it's the bonus hour. These are the people that drink the Kool-Aid. I really believe that. There are Jim Jones people. We would take them to Guyana with us, and they would drink the Kool-Aid for us.
I drink it right
now. We love them. We would love
Kool-Aid.
What, you want to commit suicide?
No.
Right now?
I love, and again, I think this is what makes the show so great.
This also doesn't count, does it? We're technically not
talking
about.
We are talking
about the mechanism of the show right now.
Trajectory in the future of this show.
Right.
And the one thing that one of my favorite professors in business school looked at all of
Have
us.
Have you been to business school?
Yes, sir. You know, I just graduated. Said, don't try to change the world. At this point in your careers, you can affect the most change in what you're great at. Stick to your knitting. Because everybody wants to do all these other things, right?
Yeah, I know. And everybody's an expert. And I think that's that falls into our category. I think it's fair to say that I certainly positioned myself over the entire life of this podcast and perhaps on the regular radio show as well. I think I've positioned myself enough for people to know who I am and what I care about. And
yes.
To completely
You're a cunning mimic.
Watch out, pal.
Careful.
Watch out.
That's a word he doesn't care for.
That's right. I'm a mimic. That's right. You know who called me a mimic?
I do.
Who?
G. Gordon fucking Liddy.
Oh,
there's another edit for you.
Oh, my God.
Tony. Yeah, yeah. So,
the
anyway.
Ants.
No, I mean, but I think
on the wall.
Would you say, I would say if I was grading this show over not obsessing about it, I would give us a good solid C+.
We've come a long way. C's get degrees, Mike.
If I would say, are there plenty of shows that might have a taste of it, and but a little comedy to go along with it, I'd give us an A. If there was, if you were talking about the overall grade for the show over the life of its existence, I give us a good solid B+. That's what I give us right now. It is a difficult time for a lot of people, and that's why I did what I did. But, this ain't whining. And I want to make it real clear.
We're going to take back our party, Mike.
I'm not whining. I am not whining. What I'm doing is telling you how I feel, and I did that on the bonus show. And for those of you that are not close to it, some of you who might live in a foreign country and not be affected by it directly.
But we thank them for their support, Mike.
We thank them for their support. It's easy to throw darts at that, okay?
Yeah.
And as I said before, we all just want this place to be
beater. We can't all live in the Netherlands.
We want this place to be beater. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Live. Enjoy your prostitution.
I'm glad you could pop into the studio. I'm glad we had you in something that probably less than 25 listeners have done.
How
since
dare he attack you after we had him in our home?
That's right. In our home. In our home. He did that. Mm. Yeah. And start that thread where all those bastards can get their wood. you know? Am I right or wrong about that,
Mike?
Part,
I thought you apologized.
No, you're right.
I thought you apologized.
I'm not talking about the threads. I'm talking about all negative threads.
All negative
threads. There's a subset of people on there that are just like, oh, it's something negative. It's something negative about the show. Boing. There we go. You know, right? Am I right about that?
No,
absolutely.
They love it. They thrive on the negative.
I'm going to start a negative thread. It's just to say negative thread. Go.
Negative threat. Negative threat. I'll start one right now. Hold on. Let me.
Okay, please do. Good.
I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to do this.
What about F. Mary Kill?
I'm going to share this. I'm going to share this thread throughout the show. This could be a really fun experiment.
It could be great.
Here we go. This is it.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for?
Explain what you're writing.
And it's on the fan page, right?
I don't have to explain. This is on my page.
No, you got to do it. Hey, Land of Hate is the fan page.
That's where
Land of Hate. That's where they thrive, Mike.
Yeah, but they don't have 5,000. So,
that's an indictment on us.
I'm doing this. Here's my here we go. Ready?
Maybe someone will be good enough to share it to the fan page.
2016. Dot 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 dot. There. There's
oh, that's nice and wide open.
There it is.
Yeah,
2016
it is
dot,
almost
dot,
over.
Dot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right? Jesus. That's the first one that would write.
Oh my God, we got to take a break.
We do.
Take a break.
We got calls, Mike. We got calls.
Rob, he's difficult today, is he not?
It's that damn barista.
Jesus Christ.
She worked me up, made my coffee, got my plain bagel, stared at her cleavage for 2 hours.
He's more excited than a listener looking at a negative thread.
He was a lot easier to work with when he didn't dress like Donnie Deutsch every day.
You asked me to. You asked me to.
I never did. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Hello. Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Mara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, this is my first pitch of the season because we are looking at Thanksgiving about a week from now.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
This is Amazon season, people. I cannot stress to you enough how important your shopping on Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show is to us. And you know what? We might be, because we've been talking about live shows and we've been talking about a lot of different stuff, we probably haven't emphasized this to you enough. And really, every year you step up. And when you're shopping online at Amazon, you always do it and think of the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to remind you, Amazon has everything you need, doesn't cost you any extra, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. Yes, Rob Spiegel.
I made a huge Amazon order last night. Fruitcake ingredients. Everyone does.
Yeah.
They're baking in the holiday season. And you know what? The grocery stores will bone you because you can't buy stuff in bulk. When you buy baking supplies, go through Amazon. I save about 60%.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
That's wonderful.
So you got to do it.
All you have to do is go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, or you can use the TMOS app. We've got a little shopping cart there, and it works that way, too. So many of you listen on your phone and do it that way, and then shop like you normally would, and we get a teeny tiny percentage. And really, as far as our business model is concerned, it's a hugely important
everything
part
counts.
Yes,
of Lev. The show. It really, really does. What did you say, Lev?
Yeah. Don't stop shopping through our banner.
Yeah, he buys all his wooden shoes there. Yeah,
so now, see, that was slander.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was absolute slander.
That's blog jokes.
All right. Let me. Okay. 2016 can S a bag of donkey D's.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That the thread's back.
Yeah,
I'm going to put it up on the fan page as well and say, oh, they changed the picture on the fan page.
They did?
I was looking at different. I mean, it's.
SDM is listening. The High Sparrow knows all, Mike.
There we go.
I would like to be disincluded. Take me off the fan page.
No.
I truly love that picture.
Is it the one of us cracking up?
We are so hammered.
That is hammer time.
Oscar is laughing so hard he looks like a wax figure of Oscar Santana.
Hammer time.
I like the one, Rob, you and I have better than that one.
That's another good one.
How about SDM? You steal the one that Rob and Mike have. We look like we're really on the brink of having strokes, all of us.
Either strokes or sex.
Yes.
Something's going to happen in that picture.
And Mike looks like he has a digit somewhere.
I do.
It doesn't really help that you're on his lap.
A meat puppet.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm watching The Perfect Show for me with everything going
on.
So Tab Patterson, our dear friend Tab.
Old Tab.
Along with many other people, I should say this. Lots
of
you
Tab
sent me this recommendation.
Yeah, but Tab has been, like, if you had the Ring of Honor, he would be in it.
Yes.
Tab may be in my television Ring of Honor because Tab has assisted me.
Now
with
he's
television
excited.
Program. he has assisted me with television
a fellow
program
colonel.
Viewing in more ways than just a recommendation as well. I won't go into detail. If I was into detail, Tab might be arrested. So there you go.
We call it Patterson that. Prime.
Oh, and you know, Tab he wouldn't last a second in prison. He's too pretty.
Yeah.
I like Tab.
Soft and pretty. Yeah.
What's the lake he lives on? It's
Lake Awesome.
Lake Awesome, you know, he's
lots
terrific.
Of bullfrogs.
Nobody supported the show more than Tab, and
he's
Tab's
good
a good guy. And I really like Tab. I like Tab, but I love Tab's recommendations because Tab and I have that little Anglophile streak where we kind
of
like
a lot of
shows
overlap.
About the British Empire. Mm-hmm. And
you
so
like white shows.
The
Anglophile,
yeah,
right?
It means English, really.
Oh,
you know?
Sorry.
Yeah. But to be fair, he's never sent him anything from Sanford and Son. Never a DVD of Good Times.
Yeah, you're not sending him Atlanta to watch.
Okay.
Oh, look, Tab sent another DVD of The Wire. How wonderful.
Well, I've certainly set it up enough. And, before we mention the show, and
yes.
I'll say, I'm going to save it. I'm going to tease it a little bit.
Good.
The next break. Speaking of white people, do you know who's down here now? You know who's inundated the South Florida area? I went out to
Is it a celebrity or a person?
I got discount sunglasses at the sunglass store the other day. I was telling you about that.
Outlet.
I bought because the prices were so good. I got two pairs of them, and I went, and she forgot to put the second pair in the bag. So
that
I had to
bitch
go back.
On wheels.
I had to go back yesterday. She couldn't be nicer. I had to go back yesterday, and when I went over there, I decided I'd duck into the Starbucks. They did not have a barista with neck tattoos.
Mm. Or cleavage.
No. And
older baristas at Florida Starbucks.
It is like little Germany down here right now.
Why?
The German.
And I'm sorry, Mike. I remember when my brother-in-law lived in Miami, and I went to go visit him. This is when he was doing one of his first initial residencies.
Yes.
And there were so many Germans, and I sat there and I was like, when? Why? And then I realized that this is their holiday time.
This is their holiday time.
Yes.
They're all on vacation right now. And there's the biggest jet that comes into our airport down here is Air Berlin.
We are on holiday.
So they go gaga for like this is about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Is this not the state what has the alligators? Could you show me the large alligator with the snapping teeth?
We have to take a break.
Goliath?
We'll come back.
Goliath?
I'll tell you more about the Germans. I will tell you more about my favorite TV show, my Queenie little TV show, literally, when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
This is crazy, but I can't remember my first name.
You're Gary.
Oh, yeah.
That's
because
you need to take Prove It Again.
No. What's it's not called Prove It Again. It's Prevagen. I remember that, and we haven't even started yet.
And I can't remember the name of the product. It's a memory product. Gary has bought some. We're going to take it. We'll tell you all about it on this episode of the show. And let's see what else. Oh, yes. Trump won.
I hadn't heard.
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
See? There's another podcast talking about it. See?
Buy a Trump t-shirt.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, we're very excited in the O'Mara household because Blue Apron's back on the air.
Oh, yeah!
Had me the Blue Apron yesterday. I ate a sandwich yesterday that was one of the most amazing sandwiches, and the cool thing about it, you eat ingredients that you never would. You would never put beets on a sandwich.
What?
You would never put beets. Carla's got it. Carla, you got to bring me those recipe cards. It was absolutely delicious. Here's something to remember the next time you cook a meal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients taste better, and they are better for you. We are a Blue Apron household in the O'Mara world down here. We love Blue Apron because they make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone when it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, and less than $10 a meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients. They come in a box right outside your door.
So cool.
Go to Carla's Facebook page. She's putting pictures of everything she's cooking. We're having Vietnamese meatballs right after the show today. I cannot tell you how excited I am. This month, you could be enjoying pan-seared chicken with roasted fall vegetables and butter caper sauce, or spicy, here's the interesting stuff, you cook with stuff you've never tried before, spicy lotus root and purple carrot stir-fry with sweet potato noodles, or how about lemongrass roasted pork with Romanesco cauliflower and coconut rice. All these things are unique flavors, wow, and they are to die for. Check out this week's menu and get three meals for free. That's right, three for free. We did that same offer. Free shipping. Go to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Yes, the Germans are here.
Does Blue Apron ever ship first?
We are going to go down to Fort Myers, and we're going to go to the outlet place where the super secret sunglasses are. And then when he goes into the Starbucks, he's going to open the door, and it is such a long line that there is a fat German man's ass that's absolutely up against the door when we go in. And they weren't about the coffee and tea as much as they were about the little like pastries that they had, because I guess that's a German thing, mid-afternoon.
They loved their sweetness. Yeah, it's good
they
stuff.
They love to get a little sweeter. I don't want to coffee. I'll have a hot chocolate and I would like the little strudel that's in the window over there. Yeah.
The other thing is they say, when I was a boy growing up in Hauptgruben, a family would have to save the money for 2 weeks to afford one single orange. And here they are basically handing them out free on the streets. They have the oranges everywhere.
Side of the road.
Tangerines, tangelos, grapefruit, they have it all. I have so much vitamin C. I will never, ever, ever have the gout.
I don't understand why all this line, but boy, this is very good tea and coffee.
Single-handedly, we have eliminated rickets in my family.
Yeah, boy. So, the show is called The Crown, and it is on Netflix. And it
anything
is...
to do with my favorite drink?
No, it is spectacular.
And nothing digestive.
It is about young Queen Elizabeth, and it is fabulous. John Lithgow as Winston Churchill is incredible. The acting, the photography, everything about this show is terrific. It meanders occasionally, like all miniseries do, but by and large, here's the one thing I will tell you. If you want to watch something that's entertaining, and you want to get an education in the process, if what is true, if what this television programming is telling me is true, then Prince Philip, her husband, a bit of a hump, a bit of a stain, bit of a stain throughout the entire reign
in
her days.
They've ever done anything historically to not say that. I think he's always been sort of in the background.
I don't know my British modern history enough to know that, but
he's such a background
is...
guy, but he's never done anything to make, I think, the people around the world think he's great. She is more charismatic. She is the face of the nation, right?
Well, they talk about the fact that any Ming that was in that position might have, especially a young guy, a guy that's a military officer, you probably would have a tough time because suddenly it's all about her and exclusively all about her. And not only all about her, he doesn't have anything to do. He literally, the way they portray him, he has nothing to do. And it's just how...
That's fascinating.
The way I think about the royal family is...
Like a first lady, much less than a first lady. Yeah.
It's completely turned on its head. And I think we Americans have a certain perception of the British royalty, which is really... our eyes are opened with this show because...
It's a Ponzi scheme.
It's a burden. It's an incredible
brick. We're going to rebuild the palace. Buy a brick.
They literally are buying bricks, though, with their own money.
Now, the weird thing, Mike, is historically speaking, it's sometimes hard to put stuff in perspective because I don't think of Queen Elizabeth as like a World War II era leader, but I do think of Churchill. When is this set that they overlapped?
I thought originally, because
what
my history
year?
Is terrible, and I thought for some reason that she came of age during World War II.
Right.
That is not true. She assumed the throne in the early 1950s. So what you get is her and her dealings with old man Winston Churchill.
Is he in bad health or anything?
Who is beginning his process of failing and everything they go. In fact, the most controversial thing was this massive pollution event they had with a layer of fog that came into London and the coal burning burning fireplaces caused a toxicity in the air that had ended up killing people.
Oh, the fog that's held so it
far,
in?
Yeah, that so far has been the most dramatic event. It's all behind the scenes and how she has to assume the throne from her father, and her father who had to assume the throne from the king's speech guy, who had to assume the throne from his brother, who blew it off because he fell in love with a divorcee. Mm-hmm. So it's really... It's truly amazing. Amazing to watch it. It's great. It's educational. I love it.
They chronicle her visit to the States when they filmed The Naked Gun.
Thank you. Thank you. Whenever I'm having any intellectual discussion, I can count on you to dumb her down. Yeah. Thank you very much.
She threw out a wicked first pitch.
Yes, Oscar cementing his popularity among the fans of the Mike O'Mara Show. Talk about the queen, you dumbass. Man, I don't give a rat's ass about the queen. Oscar said Naked Gun movies. Oscar said Naked Gun movies. That was so goddamn funny. I like that. He doesn't like that politics either. All right, anyway.
Hollywood hadn't put out anything funny since Leslie Nielsen died.
I don't know which I love more, the television show on Netflix, The Crown, or the Germans coming to the mall down here in
Florida. Oh, man, if you could have the Germans over to watch that show, that would be the best of both worlds.
What did Tab say about Mr. Robot? Because Pony and I were rooting collectively for
now,
you to get into Mr. Robot.
Why do you ask that?
Because you mentioned to us that Tab convinced you that Mr. Robot wasn't for you and The Crown was.
All right, hold on just a second. All right. Tab, I'm sorry. Let me preface this by saying I'm sorry, Tab.
It truly at this point seems like the Queen's power is diminished next to Tab's.
Right?
Because Tab is telling Mike what he's going to like and what he's not going to like.
He is Mike's high entertainment sparrow.
Exactly. Mike, today you will enjoy a beet sandwich.
There's another white show on, Mike. You could binge it.
Okay. All right, here we go. So... this is Tab. This is last Thursday.
Does the message start out, you're getting very sleepy?
Tab writes to me, Mr. Robot is as tedious as F.
Wow.
Oh.
Watch Goliath on Amazon, I'm telling you. So he writes that.
Goliath is about the alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I might go with I might go with the Tab Man on this one. I dig Billy Bob,
Tab Man.
Sounds cool. Then
he gave him a nickname.
It's a half-ass soda.
Gross. Man, he used to be my friend.
Oh wow, Tab didn't recommend that. He recommended Goliath. I think he might have recommended the Crown.
Oh, so you've been giving him false credit.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him false credit.
Who else gave you the Crown?
Tab recommended Goliath. Sorry, Tab.
No, you actually.
I just
sorry, Tab. You're out of the Ring of Fame.
Yes. Yeah.
I told Tab that I'm watching.
DQ'd.
The Crown.
He's in the Ring of Fame with an asterisk.
So he wants me to watch Goliath. He said, if I'm wrong, you can Tab's, I like the way Tab writes. If I'm wrong, you can barbecue my ass on the show. That's how confident I am.
You just celebrate.
I said, you're not the only one. That and The Crown are the two people are mentioning. I've like dissed somebody that recommended The Crown to me. I think The Crown might have been my own kind of poll with a couple of people.
Well, with Lithgow, I think Lithgow is a hot
Tab,
key for
I gave
you.
I gave you credit when I shouldn't have, but I appreciate all your help anyway.
False
Thank
valor.
You. Yeah.
Why settle when you can select?
Right. Yeah, Tab didn't recommend The Crown. Sorry about that. But Tab's a good friend, so that's all there. And that's my go-to, and I'll probably dive into Goliath.
What is Goliath? Should I know about Goliath?
Tab indicates that Mr. Robot is just too nerdy. That's what.
Well,
Mike,
he's actually insulting you by saying that because you're a smart
think
man.
Think he's insulting my intelligence?
Yes, or your patience.
Well, but the thing is that he doesn't like it either. So if he's insulting him, he's insulting him by likening himself to.
I don't know.
Mike.
I mean, I think it could be an interesting thing. I just think
Hello.
Oh, the robot's here.
Mr. Robot.
Oh, you're Mr. Robot.
I'm Mr. Robot. That's the new character for me. Hi. Hi, Pony.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Would you like to play a game?
Can we play a game?
Hey, Mr. Robot.
It's called Spaghetti Night.
I was wondering, do you have a sense of humor?
I'm Mrs. Hanson.
Oh, you have that kind of sense.
Can we play a game? It's called Tattooed Barista.
See, I'm glad Mr. Robot laughed there, because I didn't know if Mr. Robot had a sense of humor. I was eager to hear him laugh.
Mr. Robot only takes a hard disk.
That's right.
I watch you guys closely when I do those new things, whether it's understandable. It was a little hard to hear that.
Yeah, Pony's got a rager in his pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gotta knock the microphone over.
Ew. He has a tattooed barista in his pants.
In his pants.
Poor Vincent just moved over.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Anyway, so I will pay attention more. I'll find out the person that gave me the crown as a recommendation. They're out there, and they wrote me a personal message, and I'll find them.
What is Goliath, though? You haven't even told me what it's about.
I think it's about a lawyer. I think it's about maybe a lawyer, but I have no idea because I haven't.
I'll look it up right now.
I'd love that.
I really haven't gotten into it just yet. So right now it's The Crown, and I'm wrapping it up with the British Empire, and then it's on to the next bigger and better thing. But when I ask for TV recommendations, people are incredibly generous, and they come out of the woodwork to let me know what to watch. And
You never thank me. I tell you every time? Happy day.
Goliath is an original.
The last one you told me was Bates Motel. That was a suck fest.
Oh, yeah, you're a suck fest.
That was a suck.
You're a suck fest, and you know what?
Even with Vera Farmiga, that was a suck-ass show.
It's so great.
I don't know what you're talking
gentlemen,
about.
Gentlemen, Goliath, right? Yeah. Billy Bob Thornton. Gotta watch it now.
Okay.
Gotta watch it.
I
he
mentioned Billy
it.
Bob. That's what I said.
A disgraced lawyer, now an ambulance chaser.
Got it right. It was a lawyer. Billy Bob Thornton.
Gets a case
lawyer.
That could bring him redemption or at least revenge on the firm which expelled him.
Wow, that would be even better if Norman Bates was in it.
Yeah, and
popularity is not looking good.
Oh, kind of dim.
Hold on, I'm watching the. I'm also going to be checking out that brand new Hulu show about the Deep South. That's going to be a very very good show.
What's it called?
Trip Affleck.
Sorry, I just had to do that. I just felt like doing that. Anyway, isn't he supposed to be in D.C.?
He's supposed to be up before the holidays. I think is what he said.
Come on by, Trip. Okay, we record at 11.
We'll take.
We leave at 11.
News you may not need. News you may not need. Coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
KMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Stacy from Indiana writes, "What's the best glass to drink whiskey from?" Well, a glass can tell you a lot about a whiskey drinker, so you have to choose your glassware wisely. Here's a couple of examples. Tony Perkins from a martini glass. Gary Stein, a snifter. Rob Spiewak, a Tom Collins glass. Oscar Santana, shot glass. Mike O'Mara, a tumbler.
Go to Facebook.com and join the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society today and send your questions.
That's wonderful. Or in my case, a copper cup.
Oh, because do you have copper cups yet?
I have two copper cups in the freezer. Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, in the freezer. That's nice.
In
classic.
The freezer. Haven't made one in a while, though. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. We, on the Mike O'Mara Show, love Omaha Steaks. And now for only $49.99, you can get our family gift pack. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. You get 77% off. Incredible food. You're going to love this. This is a no-brain gift for the holidays. Omaha Steaks has unique gifts for gourmet food lovers, all the best steaks. Here's what you get: 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, plus burgers, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs. They're phenomenal. 4 potatoes au gratin, caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus 4 additional kielbasa sausages for you to cook on the grill during the holidays. They're fantastic. Get this limited package for only $49.99. You get all that food when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift back to your cart. Only $49.99. omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar and get 77% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. I know you'll be like me when you get this, and you'll thank Omaha Steaks, everybody.
News.
The nominees, if you care, for the 2017 People's Choice Awards were released yesterday.
Well, we're all people.
I think in the state of television and movies in America, Mr. Kevin Hart is leading the way.
Well, people love Kevin Hart.
5 nominations. There are a ridiculous 64 categories that I will not burden you with.
Oh, my God. 64?
64 categories. I will not burden you with that. I will give you 4 of them. Okay. Favorite movie? Captain America, Civil War. Anyone?
Great movie. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Deadpool. You guys turned me on.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love that movie. Finding Dory, animated feature.
Not
saw
a
that
fan.
With my kid.
Haven't seen it.
Saw it with my kid, actually.
Was
first,
it good?
First movie
Did
my
you say
son
she was a chatty
saw.
Cathy?
I said that going to an animated feature with a child, you might as well put a knitting needle in my scrotum. That's the way I felt about that. Suicide Squad. I never saw that. I never ended up seeing
Suicide Squad.
And it was not well received.
I mean, horribly reviewed. Well, Oscar, what did you think about it when you went to see it finally?
It was disjointed, and the end left you feeling like you wanted your money back. Harley Quinn. Great.
Yeah, like a tattooed barista.
Yeah.
Everybody panned that movie. Everybody did. Zootopia. What do you think of that
one? Oh, you know what? That was a good animated feature. I like that one. It was pretty
good. I don't have kids. I didn't see it.
Favorite, and by the way, I'm not giving you four. I'm giving you three. Favorite movie actor, Kevin Hart, Robert Downey Jr., Ryan Reynolds, Tom Hanks, Will Smith.
I'd bang
those
all of them.
Those are the four nominees.
Okay.
Thank you. Get him back down to Starbucks. Favorite movie actress, Anna Kendrick, Jennifer Lawrence, Margot Robbie, Melissa McCarthy, Scarlett Johansson.
It'll go Hanks.
All except one.
It'll go Hanks, McCarthy, and Finding Dory. That's what the people like.
I saw, like, I don't know if it was a full trailer or whether just a tease, but Scarlett Johansson in some super sci-fi that looks absolutely...
And she's not aging, Mike.
In the show.
No. Yeah, she is not aging.
I can't wait to see what Melissa McCarthy wears to the awards.
Carla will come into the room sometimes and go, "Are you watching Lucy again?" I said, "Get out of here." Carrie Fisher, remember her, Princess Leia?
This is big news. I read this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for Star Wars
big
fans, this is huge.
News.
For pop culture fans, it's a big deal. Carrie Fisher's got a new book coming out called The Princess Diarist, where she admits that she had a 3-month affair with Harrison Ford during the making of Star Wars. It all started, believe it or not, with a night of drinking.
Oh, boy.
Harrison drove her home, and they ended up in bed. She was 19. He was 33. Oh, he was married.
Solo.
He's a dog. He was married at the time and had two kids. Carrie says, quote, "It was so intense. It was Hans and Leia during the week and Carrie and Harrison during the weekend. I was so inexperienced, but I trusted something about him. He was kind. But after filming wrapped, the affair ran its course." So there it is.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was like he is on talk shows when he's in bed. Disinterested, disjointed.
How many women do you think Harrison Ford has down in his life?
Oh, can you? I mean,
like over
that?
1,000, right?
If he had the proclivity for that type of behavior, the sky is the limit. I mean, he would have Wilt Chamberlain numbers.
I'm saying he's 34, she's 19. They are on the brink of a Hollywood blockbuster, right?
Right. Yeah, and absolutely. Like,
back as a heartthrob. Even he was like cast as a sexy guy in American Graffiti. That's 1973.
Oh,
like to know the first movie he was in?
Please.
I believe I've got this right.
What's that?
Apocalypse Now. Plays an assistant to like a general.
Oh, yeah, very beginning.
Beginning. Absolutely. Goes way back there. There's going to be a movie about Richard Jewell. Do you remember that guy, the bomber down in the Olympic Village?
He was the guy that saved.
He wasn't the bomber. He saved the people.
But it was a sketchy story, and people thought maybe he planted the bomb, right?
He's a heroic security guard who discovered the bag of pipe bombs during the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta. He saved a lot of lives, but the bomb did go off before it could be disarmed, and one person was killed. Here's the sad thing. Richard was originally a suspect, and even though he was exonerated, it kind of ruined his life. He died of heart failure and diabetes in 2007.
I didn't know he was dead.
He was 44 when he passed away.
You know who he looked like? I remember. He looked like
Ken Bone.
He didn't really look healthy to begin with.
No.
The movie is called The Ballad of Richard Jewell. Jonah Hill will be playing Richard, which is perfect. The director is the guy behind O.J. Made in America. Too early to say when it may be out. But
What's going on with Jonah Hill? Come on. Wolf of Wall Street, War Dogs, which I just saw.
I just wanted to do a movie as the little Jewish kid that he plays on Saturday Night Live. I could watch 2 hours
You don't
of that.
Do TV movies?
Yeah.
I like Moneyball. I love Moneyball.
Oh, he's great in Moneyball. Yeah.
It's fantastic. A new survey found the top 10 lies parents tell their kids. Check them out. Not sure where this comes from, but this is pretty funny list. Number 10, your pet went to live on a farm out in the country. Number 9, if you keep making that face, it'll freeze like that. Number 8, I didn't bring my purse with me today. Number 7, we can come back and buy that toy next time. Number 6, I always know when you're lying. Number 5, carrots help improve your eyesight. That's not true.
Oh, my God, it's not true. Your mother lied to you.
I thought it did.
No. I really did. No. I still thought it did.
Well, anyway. Have you ever seen a rabbit wearing glasses?
Okay. Someone has used that with his own children. Number 4, we'll come back another time. That's a big lie. Number 3, I've used this one. We're almost there.
Yes.
And here's my number 1. This is my number 1 with the dings.
Yeah.
Number 2, we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
And I've used this one recently, too. Number one, and I'm starting to go heavy with this one, Santa Claus is watching.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, mine didn't make the list.
Mike, my niece asked me, are we almost there when we're 22 minutes away from Disney World?
Right.
I said, if you ask that again, we'll keep driving. And she looked at me like I was a monster.
You can't do that with kids anymore with Waze. I just say, uncles Robert, look at the...
Uncles aren't allowed to practice tough love. Spoiler rotten, for Christ's sake. What's your lie, Rob? I'm curious about what you're
curious lying. That I minded make lists. It's I love you.
Oh, God, to his children. That is so sick. That is so sick.
They've been buying it for years.
Taylor Swift. Jesus, you got me with that one. Taylor Swift is once again number one on the annual Forbes list of the highest paid celebrities under 30. She made an estimated $170 million over the past year. Others on this year's list include One Direction, Adele, Rihanna, Justin Bieber, Kevin Durant, and Cam Newton, all under 30.
At number 11, the tattooed barista.
Yes, soon to be the next Mrs. Santana, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And now a little something-something, boys. Believe it or not, a guy who loves Axe body spray just did something stupid.
What?
45-year-old Patrick Butler from Rock Hill, South Carolina, got pulled over on Monday when a cop saw him swerve into a curb. As the cop was approaching, he saw Patrick spraying something into his mouth. When he got to the window, he realized it was Axe body spray. It's not clear exactly why Patrick did that. Maybe he thought it would hide the alcohol in his breath. Maybe the thought is he'd fool the breathalyzer, or maybe he just wanted to smell good for the cop. We don't know. We don't know the answer. Probably never will. But alcohol was a main ingredient in Axe, so he didn't do himself any favors. Probably made things worse. He ended up failing all three roadside sobriety tests, and when he got to the police station, he was over the legal limit on the breathalyzer. He was charged with DUI. The good news, though, there's always good news in these crime
love
stories.
Love good news, yes.
For about a week afterward, his food tasted just like our intern Diego.
Oh, man.
Yummy, loving my tummy. Yeah. It was either him or Rofo, but I go too heavy on Rofo all the time.
Diego's spicy.
Spicy Axe. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, welcome to the TMOS Teetotaler Society. First, let's do a roll call. Zach? Okay, that's me. Please search Facebook for the TMOS Teetotaler Society.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And that's the length they should be.
Yeah.
I like them when they're short.
I love that's it. Thank great. You, Zach, for sending that in.
Welcome back
one
to
guy
the Mike
that
O'Mara
doesn't
show.
Drink.
That's it.
Yes,
our only listener.
That's one guy.
That's me, Teetotaler Society Crickets. Thank you. Welcome back to our show brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. It's an on-demand digital platform that gives you instant access to the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created. Beachbody On Demand makes all your fitness goals achievable. We've got the Tai Chi that you're
tai
using.
Tai Chang is what I'm doing.
Tai Chang with
fantastic.
Rob Spiewak, which you love.
It's great.
Are you doing the Insanity or the
Mike,
21
I've
Day
got,
Fix?
I did the 21 Day Fix. Now I'm on to Insanity. Can I just add one thing to the sure. Beachbody On Demand? The whole point of this is, and especially in our area with the traffic that we have,
yes,
sometimes
right.
you get beat down. You're like, oh, I can't make it to the gym or it's going to take forever. No, this solves those problems.
It's with you.
You can do it anywhere, yeah. at home, at your office, wherever you want.
These are proven programs from world-class trainers, all accessible on any web-enabled device. And they've got great programs like P90X, Insanity, T25, three-week yoga retreat. Choose from resistance, cardio, yoga, dance, whatever you want. Over 500 workouts valued at over $6,000. And for nutrition, Beachbody On Demand includes Fixate, a cooking show that teaches you how to cook meals that are healthy, delicious, and simple. Beachbody On Demand is a brand-new service, but already has almost a million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free membership. That's enough right there to get you in shape, the
yep.
shape of your life. Just text TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform for free. Again, text TMOS to 303030. 3030, Beachbody On Demand. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, November 16, 2016. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, 1 week out from Thanksgiving, and I think it'll be a really good time for a phone call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
When I get up in the morning, one of the first things I do, I see what's trending on YouTube. And this was at number three this morning. This is on our YouTube page. If you go to the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page, you will see where I've favorited this. A guy thought his wife was cheating, and he wanted to keep an eye on her. So how did he follow her? In the old days, it would be, you'd either follow her in a car or maybe even hire a private detective.
A PI.
Yeah, like Gary Stein. But what he's done is he's followed her with a drone. And then he narrates essentially his marriage ending.
Yes.
I've compressed this a little bit.
I cannot wait to see this video.
This
I
is a pretty great video. Podcast.
Wow.
I think you'll like this, Mike.
Hey, guys, I'm Yaug, and recently I found out that my wife's been cheating on me. Yeah, I caught her meeting a guy only a few blocks from my home, and I got it on video. Here's the video. All right, so we're going to pick this up right here. She leaves our home, and she's going to end up walking all the way down here and around to the CVS parking lot up there.
The back
right
of the CVS.
Here,
yeah.
She's walking this way. Usually she walks this way to go to work over here. So when I first saw this, I knew something was up, and I started to get a little bit upset. Here she is taking her hair out. She's got to make herself look pretty. Got to make yourself look pretty for the guy you're about to cheat on your husband with, right?
Wow.
Now she walks across the street, and this guy is hiding behind the CVS. Because watch, here he comes. There he is. There's the guy... My wife of 18 years. And watch, if you watch carefully, you're going to be able to see 18 years go right down the drain. There it goes. Boom. 18 years. Gone. 18 years and you just throw it away like that. We had a good marriage. I thought we had a good marriage. Apparently not. 18 years.
Yeah, it's a pretty thrilling video.
Oh, my God.
And you can see from the drone, he does a zoom in, and she leans in and kisses the guy in the car.
Man, that is rough. And for every guy that's been burned.
Yeah.
And who hasn't?
Wow,
that
with
is
a drone.
Rough.
So what? A drone that's high enough where she can't. It's not.
Yeah,
like,
when it's up there, you don't hear.
No, it's
not like you just don't hear it at a certain altitude.
Yeah.
Wow,
it's pretty great.
That is phenomenal video and use of technology.
However, I do think she might not have cheated if his name wasn't Yaug.
Right.
I think that might be part of the problem.
But also, what I would like to see is a parody of that, Mike, with more of a Madden-esque delivery.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Like John Madden?
Like a John Madden.
Oh, by the way, with my physical condition, the way my wife looks, that type of thing goes down. I'm not going out and getting a drone. I'm saying, make sure the blue apron's on the table. Knock yourself out. There you go.
Just don't bring them over on weekends.
What'll happen, Mike, is she will...
Them out of the house. Not in my bed. Not in my bed. I got standards.
What'll happen is she'll drop you at the CVS at the front door because you'll need medicine.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then she'll drive around to the back to cheat.
No, then I'll go up in the elevator, and by the time I get up there, hopefully they'll be done.
Okay. You know, when
poor
all
Mike,
when
the
all...
first thing he thinks, he's like, oh, now I got to get a drone.
I don't have money for that.
When all is said and done, as great of a rock and roll star as Bono is, people forget that Bono is actually a very funny guy. Right. And he did a some sort of press conference celebrating the fact that Glamour magazine named him a woman of the year.
Remember that story? Had
along
that
with people like Gwen Stefani and Zendaya. So he got up at this event and he read mean tweets about him being named woman of the year. This is pretty great.
Out of all the women alive, hashtag Bono is my favorite. It's just so inspiring how she overcame the adversity of being a millionaire white dude. For it's so important that our daughters understand that they can grow up to be Bono. And this is actually my favorite, but it really hurts. Sure, Glamour named Bono Women of the Year, but in their defense, the transitions lenses do make him look like a 75-year-old lady from Miami.
I love the comedy timing, too.
He's good at it.
This one hurts. That sets the joke up a little bit. That's cool.
Awesome.
I like him. We mentioned yesterday that The Rock was named Sexiest Man Alive and that he's likely to be the next president of the United States.
Yes.
They asked him what it felt like to be named Sexiest Man of the Year. And, you think that's a very rare honor. It's a very select
it's
club.
It's usually Bradley Cooper or Brad Pitt.
Yeah, so how did he react to it?
Patterson.
Okay, so what first went through my mind when I found out I was going to be the sexiest man alive. To quote, I said, that's awesome. Exactly what I said.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
He's being honest. Yeah. That's cool.
He's having a good day. You know who's not is Tony Romo. Who,
really?
Yeah, he's healed from his second career injury.
This is classic, Mike.
He came back from his injury for the second season in a row where he was injured.
You can't argue with Zach. Is it Zach Prescott? Did I get the name right? I'm not sure.
Dak.
I'm sure. Dak.
Mike, why can't they have American names?
I don't know. But this quarterback, light him up.
Tony Romo is.
Oh, by the way, can I make this little comment? Because we're not doing the FanDuel this week.
Right.
And I will tell you, we're not doing the commercials for FanDuel. Can I just say Tom Brady? Okay, Tom Brady, quarterback of the millennium. Thanks for boning me. The 1 week I pick you. Thanks for having the brain fart the week that I pick you, you hump.
Well, he still looked great.
I got Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Rob Gronkowski, and it was like...
You went too heavy with the Patriots. Go Dak all day next time.
Dak all day. That's
Dak
right.
all day.
Yes. Is it Dak Prescott?
It is, Mike. D-A-K.
Dak Prescott, not
and he
Zach.
Is American.
Thank you.
Not that it matters.
Well, some people thought he was Asian. I'm like, that's not an Asian name.
Go ahead, Rob. We're done talking sports.
Okay, thank you. I feel so alone. Tony Romo.
You notice his timing goes, I mean, you really get sidetracked.
Well, he's got his vault to get to.
I have to play my sounds, Mike.
I know. Play your sounds.
I work really hard to bring sounds.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And you go Dak all day.
Okay, thank you. All right, go ahead.
Heartbreaking. So, speaking of heartbroken, Tony Romo comes back from this injury, and he's not the starting quarterback. They're going to leave Dak as the starting quarterback. So, we'll play as much of this as you can take until you blow it up. He reads a statement to the press that sounds like a sad poem from a 1960s beatnik. This is his press statement.
Seasons are fleeting. Games become more precious. Chances for success diminish. Your potential successor has arrived, injured 2 years in a row. And now in the mid-30s. The press is whispering. Everyone has doubts. You've spent your career working to get here. Now we have to start all over. You almost feel like an outsider. You're sad and down and out. And you ask yourself, why did this have to happen?
This is great.
It's in this moment that you find out who you really are and what you're really about. You see, football is a meritocracy. You aren't handed anything. You earn everything every single day, over and over again. You have to prove it. That's the way that the NFL, that's the way that football works.
I love this.
A great example of this is Dak Prescott. He's earned the right to be our quarterback.
Right.
As hard as that is for me to say, he's guided our team to an 8-1 record, and that's hard to do.
Sure has.
But it's still the tone.
That's so beautiful.
It's phenomenal.
It is the most upstanding, classy remark to losing your job.
It is absolutely. He's absolutely right. And by the way,
oh my God, that's awesome.
Dallas Cowboys now have one of the finest backup quarterbacks in the NFL. So it'll be interesting to watch. I love that. I loved every single moment of that. My respect for Tony Romo is off the charts right now.
They have a great backup quarterback and the best owner in the world.
Jerry Jones!
How you doing?
And look, Dak Prescott was a fourth-round pick.
Right.
Who would have thought?
It happens. It happens. This is the thing about the NFL. They get into that particular zone, which is the top level, and it can go either way. You can get a number one that just can't handle the NFL, and then you get somebody that was wallowing in obscurity in Division 2.
They took a shot, right?
Yeah.
They're like, maybe.
Absolutely. And he comes in, and he's a house of fire. I love that's one of the things I truly love about football. I love the fact that you can get a guy like this that's out. Nobody picked Dallas to be 8-1.
No.
Nobody at all. Absolutely incredible.
Let us close with this hot, recent breaking, late breaking rat news, Mike. I know I want to keep you up to date on all things in the worlds of rats.
Yes.
Check this out.
According to a new scientific study, rats are capable of laughter if they are tickled the correct way. Said rats, why aren't you trying to cure cancer?
Thank you, Seth Meyers. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you very much for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, we didn't even mention New Orleans. Get your tickets for NOLA. We're going in a year. We're going to be out there at the House of Blues. Get your tickets right now. They're going fast. Our snail mail address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. To send a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey, we're doing it tomorrow. Send them to Rob. Get them there before midnight tonight.
Thank you, Mike.
TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Thanks for your continued dedicated support. And please share your love for the Mike O'Mara Show all over my body. I'm sorry, all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Meara inviting you to give me plenty of feedback on Facebook. That's hard to say. Give me plenty of feedback on Facebook. And join us for another part of your day tomorrow. The Mike O'Meara Show. Goodbye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Dan O'Brien.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.